Welcome to Grandpa's Tales of Terror. This next tale is entitled Drop Dead Gorgeous. I recommend it for a mature audience due to some hanky-panky that occurs. Now close your eyes and let your imagination carry you into a world of fear and horror. Edgar stood at the bar, one might think, nervously, the glass in his hand constantly swirling the contents, the clinking ice then brought up to Edgar's mouth to take a small sip. He wasn't much of a drinker. The insurance company and accounting firm that he works for was having a company night out to congratulate employees with special recognition, those that have retired, awards, and a general thank you to everyone for the hard work that they do. Edgar had been with the firm for approximately 10 years. He was hired almost right after his completion and graduation of his Bachelor of Science with honors in actuarial mathematics. Growing up, he loved math and science. He wasn't much of a sports enthusiast, nor did he like social interaction with other people. He preferred to study, where he could escape into the world of numbers and calculations. Throughout high school, he never had a girlfriend or any real social connections. In university, it was pretty much the same thing as high school. It wasn't that he was unattractive, he just wasn't interested. His love was towards the economic concepts that went into the modeling and management of financial risk and unpredictable events. Or so he thought, up until today. The company event was at one of the larger casinos in the city. A sit-down supper which included free booze, which some of the other employees took full advantage of. After that, there was karaoke in the main bar of the casino, which Edgar found to be rather dull, since his knowledge of songs and music in general was very limited. He forced himself to go to the event, mainly because it was expected by the higher-ups, who wanted a team-based employee-slash-management working force, for the good of the company, he was told, to get to know others on, possibly, a somewhat personal level, but not too personal. Edgar swirled the drink in his hand again, trying to get the ice to dissolve to water it down, because he actually didn't really care for it. Again, due to his lack of contact with people and social skills, he really didn't know what to have as a drink. He just picked something from the drink menu, making a mental note not to have a cosmopolitan again. While standing there, an attractive female co-worker walked up to him and asked if he was having a good time. Hi. Looking at her and her name tag, he remembered that she was sitting beside him at the table when dinner had been served. They did engage in small talk during dinner, but it was very minimal. He smiled at her and told her the truth that he wasn't really enjoying himself. She said to him that she wasn't really into karaoke herself, and then asked if he would like to maybe go somewhere else. Edgar looked at her and didn't know what to say. He never really had been in this position before. Just as he was about to answer, his eyes gazed out to the swarm of people in the casino, and that's when he saw her. He focused, looking at what he thought was perhaps the most beautiful woman he had ever seen. While the co-worker was still waiting for an answer to her question, without looking at her, he said, "Excuse me," and left her standing there. Edgar walked towards the woman that he saw, passing through and dodging people as he made his way to get a better look. Nothing was distracting him. The sounds of winning, the cheering, the bells and whistles of the slot machines as he made his way toward her. Finally arriving, he realized that she indeed was nothing like he had seen in any paintings or life, for that matter. She was incredibly, extremely beautiful, almost to the point that it hurt to look at her. Edgar studied her face, her lips, her eyes, glistening white teeth when she smiled. He could tell that she was looking at him.
Come to me.
Another male was interacting with her, pleading for her to reward him, to give him something that showed that she was still in love with him.
Leave me alone.
Edgar looked at the man who had tears in his eyes, crying for the love that he was craving, but there was no response.
Go away.
Finally, the other man got up and left the casino, leaving Edgar there alone with her.
Edgar
sat down, never taking his eyes off of her.
Play me.
Suddenly, a group of people in security quickly made their way to the front entrance of the casino. 911 calls were made. Others in the casino looked toward the direction of the commotion, but not Edgar. He was mesmerized, transported to a different world, just himself and the woman. People close to Edgar were wondering what had happened when another person told them that someone had just left the casino and apparently walked out into traffic and was hit by a bus. Then run over by the same bus and a couple of cars. Sirens could be heard. Just as Edgar was going to ask the woman a question, security came up to him with a policeman and asked if they could talk to him. Edgar was so into his own world, the policeman shook his shoulder to get a response.
Excuse me,
snapping back into reality, Edgar looked at the policeman. After a few awkward seconds, Edgar asked if he did something wrong. The policeman reassured him that he didn't, but security camera footage showed that he was the last person to talk to the individual that had walked out into traffic. Edgar mentioned that he had only been sitting here for a few minutes. The policeman looked at the security officers and told Edgar that he had actually been sitting where he is for over an hour. Looking at his watch, Edgar couldn't believe that that much time had passed. The policeman asked Edgar again if the man who was sitting here prior to him said anything. Edgar mentioned that the man had been crying and asking for some sort of sign that she still loved him. The policeman looked at Edgar, glanced at security, and quizzically asked if he was talking about the slot machine. Edgar looked in front of him and didn't realize that he was sitting in front of a slot machine, the name of which was Drop Dead Gorgeous. Somewhat embarrassed, Edgar stood up and repeated himself that that was all the man had said. The policeman then took Edgar's name and contact information and thanked him for his help. The next day, sitting in his office while he was working, Edgar's mind began to drift and think about the woman, or the character. She seemed so lifelike, he thought. She was sensuous, alluring, and mysteriously attractive. He was gazing off into space, daydreaming about her smile, her eyes, full-bodied red lips. Suddenly, there was a knock at his office door, bringing him back to reality. Edgar realized that he had been somewhat aroused, so he remained seated and told whoever knocked to come in. After giving his update on the project he was working on to his director, he returned to his work and tried his best not to think about Drop Dead Gorgeous.